still January, and we haven't let go of our New Year's resolutions to get in shape, get that physical thing together. We called on our official fitness guru, Maribelia Avalos, who joins us here in the studio. We're afraid you're going to make us do push-ups this morning. Step up real close.
Yes, I kind of do want to do it with you guys. I don't know. Are you guys up to it?
You're serious, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, Steve, go ahead and take over.
Let's get to the questions. As a fitness instructor, isn't January pretty much like Black Friday? All those clients trying to get their resolutions going?
Yes, most definitely. It's the year, every new year is like, everybody is like, this year is the one I'm going to do it, you know, and that's why those gyms always take advantage of that month, because everybody wants to have the new year's resolution, work out more and be more fit.
Yeah, all those newbies at the gym don't know what they're doing, bumping into each other, crowding up the treadmills.
Something like that, yes.
And then people trail off in their commitments by what, March?
Yes, about 2 months, 3 months later, is if you don't have a goal, you kind of like, but you know what? You already give the money to the gym. Stick with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, why keep your money away?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, you should maybe on the mirror, the bathroom mirror, write how much you pay.
There you go.
24 every morning. So you look at it, right? You go, okay, $29.95.
Yeah.
Okay. And write it in lipstick right there on the mirror. Then the weather gets nice in April, and we want to get ready for the beach. We want to get outside. We want to get active again. So then maybe does it pick back up, or it's how does it work?
Once it's nice, people do more activities outside. But it still is it's hard for people. When you don't have goals, it's very hard for you to stick with it.
That's the key. Maribelia Avalos is our guest, and she leads the CASA sports program, teaching youth about soccer and more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you mentioned goals a couple of times. How do we keep our fitness goals on track? Or is it just enough to say, I want to get in shape? That's not going to do it.
No, usually that doesn't do it, because we all can say, I want to get in shape. But keeping the goals is giving yourself a realistic goal, something that it's a month from now or 2 months from now, and saying, okay, I'm going to start walking, and then I'm going to start running, and then, you know, that type of goals that is going to make a difference, and that you are going to be able to reach them.
So maybe so many minutes a day or so many days a week?
You should start like with 150 minutes a week. That's what we should do, all of us, 150 minutes a week to start, and then from there you take on more.
That doesn't sound like that much.
It's, no, it doesn't.
That's less than 3 hours, isn't
it? Yes, correct.
30 minutes a day for 5 days.
Correct.
It's a way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a way to start.
Well, some people can't do 5 days, though. Schedule-wise, you know, 3 days maybe?
And see, I just have a problem with that when you say you can't do 5 days.
It's right. Just,
when you make it part of your life, you make it a routine.
Right.
And I'm saying, like, being active, not necessarily you had to take that an hour. If you don't have an hour a day, then do things that are like parking your car far away from you, where you're going into the building, or going up the stairs instead of the elevator.
Right.
That type of thing. That's keeping yourself active.
I see.
What about a weight goal? I want to lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds. Is that as good as a time or a day goal?
That, you know, those are good goals. But like you say, you don't want to say, I want to lose 30 pounds in a month. That's not a realistic goal. Okay. So when I'm talking about realistic goals, it's exactly that. Giving yourself a goal that you are going to accomplish. That way you don't let yourself down.
Maribelia Avalos, our official fitness guru, available at casasport.org or available on Facebook, Maribelia Avalos Shislak, or just look up Maribelia. They're just a couple. I just looked for it. I found her. It wasn't hard.
Yes. Maribelia, so did you run over here? you look like you just...
All the way from Aurora, West Denver. She runs right in.
No, I wish. But I actually had to go teach a class. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you start your days early. Is there a different time of day that works, or is it you've got to find what works for you?
Definitely. What works for you, what times work for you, and also very, very important, find something that fits you, because all of us like different things. Some of us like to run. Some of us like to play in a sport.
Some of them like Zumba.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter what it is, as long as you like that and you keep with it.
What do you teach? Do you do any particular Zumba, Jazzercise?
I do boot camps mainly. I do personal training and boot camps. So boot camps is a group training and it's quite intense, but there's for all kinds of different levels.
That's the one where you kick butt, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Boot camp, yeah.
Maribelia Avalos, you can reach her at casasport.org. We'll post a link to this interview, keep you in touch. Help you, here we are on January, 24th. The month isn't gone. We've already forget it. I failed. No, you can pick up that goal and keep going, right?
Of course. It's never too late. It's never too late to be healthy. So
we'll take it from you. Thank you, Maribelia.
Thank you.